This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Patrick Keane on the phone, media manager for the AFL. Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Now, first off, which match are you going to today?
There's only one match.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, there's only one match.
You confused me there.
Oh, that's right. Jeez.
I'm going to see the Tigers today.
Oh. Well, you and about 97,000.
Tiger supporters, that's exactly right.
Yeah, and about 1,500 Tigers supporters, so we'll end up with 98,000, hopefully.
Should be so, Patrick, how many of those do you think will actually be Yes supporters?
In the when tickets went on sale to club members earlier in the week, there was about 1,250 Giants members that bought tickets because obviously we're able to track membership barcodes until public sale. So there was 1,250 in that period. There might have been a few more in the public sale period. There might be some Giants fans in the MCC members, that area of the ground that we don't control. But you know, I think they might be pushing to get to 2,000.
There you go.
Now, I've actually got
the rest of Richmond.
We've got a special request for you, Patrick. We would love to put in our trophy cabinet here at Joy one of the Yes footballs. Do you think you can organise that?
I think those footballs right now are about the most sought after around our country. We have an enormous number of players who very much want to have their photo taken with them stuff. So we've given one to each club. We've sent one to each state association. I think we have about 30. And there's one sitting here in our
Well, we might need to speak into your voice.
Maybe we have to auction them off at some point, and I think they'll certainly be a pretty penny for a really good charity.
Well, if you do another lot, bear us in mind, it would have pride of place in the reception of Joy in Bourke Street here.
Absolutely, I think, for most people, it's, I think seeing the footy, they've really appreciated that.
Now, a lot of people, Patrick, Sam Newman takes a contrary view to whatever is sensible, but a lot of people have been pretty upset about this, saying, you know, that the AFL shouldn't involve itself in politics. I don't happen to think it is politics. I actually think it's about equity and it's about diversity and supporting. Eddie Maguire made an interesting point that he thought the reason sporting clubs and the AFL were really stepping up on this was because his view was that a lot of the other institutions in our society, you know, the parliament, the churches, don't have the support or respect that they used to. From an AFL perspective, how easy or how difficult was this decision to do what you did in terms of changing the sign for a day and, you know, really stepping up in this campaign? How difficult was that or easy?
I don't think it was a difficult decision, but we certainly knew all along that there would be a section of our supporter group who would say, I'm opposed, and equally another section of our supporter group who would say, it is not for you to declare a position, because I go to the football to not hear about politics, to not hear about religion, to not hear about race, to not hear about anything. I go there to see the ball kicked. So, you know, that's probably a larger group of people. Sorry for that. The AFL's view, and, you know, dating back to really when we had to look very deeply at ourselves in the early 1990s with racism, is that if we expect the community to support us, to people want to play the game, to be members, to be umpires, administrators, fans, players, whatever, we need to be reflective of our community and advance and to stand for things that are important to the community. And if we're saying in football, yeah, please come and play, there's a role for you, whatever, if you're not a player, be this, be that, you can do this, just simply be a fan, but society is saying, well, there's different treatment for different people, well, that's just not acceptable. So in the end, we said, look, we're not going to tell people how to vote. We don't think that's appropriate, but we certainly want to clearly say where we stand. And that if you disagree, that is okay, but this is our position, knowing that there'd be people who'd be, A, either disappointed that we do it or upset, or people saying it's not your place. But in the end, if you're going to lead, you have to make decisions. And we're happy and certainly don't resile in any way from the decision we've made.
Patrick, is it correct, is it true, that the AFL were actually forced to take down the yes sign after 24 hours because of the negative reaction?
No. We basically had always said we wanted to have it up for 24 hours. We debated a lot of things. Should we put the sign on the ground? Should we have the sign on the ball during matches? And the view we had around that was that then we probably go into the campaigning stage if we're doing that, because then is that the venue? Is that the teams that are playing? Is it those particular players? You know, who is the word yes representing if we're doing that? As distinct from AFL House, where our organisation is, and, you know, for those who are football fans, I think you'd see 3 or 4 days a week, you know, television reporters doing crosses with our sign, you know, our front door and our logo in the background.
So, Patrick, you're telling me that I'm going to be very disappointed when I go to the football this afternoon at 4:45 to watch the Tigers thrash the Giants, that there won't be a big yes sign in the middle of the football oval?
No, there won't be, and there wasn't at the Adelaide Oval last night.
Damn. That's a personal
Our view was we needed to say this is what the organisation said, and, you know, to give you a really simple modern world OH&S thing, the sign was very temporary, and to be honest, we're worried after 24, 36 hours if someone's standing there touching water, we don't want it to actually fall on anyone because it was just sort of stuck there.
Blue tacked up there, wasn't it? Blue tacked.
A little more than blue tack, but maybe not a lot more. And so therefore, once it had been up, we took it down. And the interesting thing in the modern media world, like at 5 o'clock on Wednesday, we rang the television station, said, look, we know you do crosses every day. The logo is there. It's coming down. Do you want us to wait if you're doing a television cross, or are you not doing crosses? And we were told by the various stations, no, we're not doing crosses tonight. We did the story earlier today. Okay. So we took it down at the close of business at 5:30. Then I'm getting phone calls the next morning at 7 o'clock. Why did you remove the sign? Has it come to pressure? And going, no, we just took it down because the office had shut.
Right. But you did have a mixed response. I do recall listening to...
We certainly expected we would get a mixed response, and we absolutely got the response we thought would occur. So certainly no way the AFL is saying that we were expecting 100% support. We knew all along there would be people who would say, we don't think you should do this.
Mac has already mentioned Sam Newman's response. I did hear Neil Mitchell. Neil Mitchell argued that you were lecturing at him, and he wasn't happy about that.
Well, again, I would take lecturing as if, you know, the AFL, we've got a database of all our club members and our AFL members. If I'm sending you an email saying, you know, vote yes, vote no, vote Liberal, vote Labor, whatever, I would take it I'm lecturing you. But if our building, where it's here all the time, and we put a sign, like we sent out no press release, we just simply gathered some leading people within our game, senior AFL women's players, men's players, coaches, our game umpiring, games record holder, and some senior administrators, including Dylan McLaughlin, had the sign up, took a photo. I reckon in the modern world, within 5 or 6 minutes, people are ringing radio stations saying, are you aware the AFL has changed their sign? It says yes. And so people would ring up and say, have you changed your logo? Yes. Can we come down and film it? You're most welcome to. Because we thought, if we went the opposite direction, that would actually be lecturing people and saying things, as distinct from we just simply said we would state our position at some point, and so we stated it, and then the media coverage sort of infiltrated out from there. But obviously, as we know, things are always reported to particular agendas for particular people.
Of course. Oh, surely not. No.
No, apparently that happened. This happened. This is true.
Certainly not on this show.
No, our agendas aren't hidden. So, Patrick, what's next in supporting the Yes campaign? What's the... give us a bit of a feel for how the AFL is going to continue to support this, and what can... you know, give us a little clue what we might be able to expect in the near future.
I think what you'll very much see is bottom up, not top down. I think what you will see, and you've already seen probably in the last week to 10 days, is our players, our coaches at, you know, the men's and the women's elite teams, all stating their position. You know, you've seen it with the various players, either with marriage equality T-shirts or with simply copies of their voting form, or we've heard the stories of both various players in either competition who've said, look, I'm not going to marry until, you know, my brother might not be able to marry, my sister might not be able to marry, or, you know, those kinds of things. It's people now feeling, I want to tell my story and that this is important. So I think it's very much coming from the broader base of the AFL community rather than the executive and the commission saying, you know, almost like here's some sort of statement from the mountain. It's much more the mass statement of people within our game who are saying we believe in equality.
Go, Patrick. Patrick, we've had a number of messages from listeners. Melina Smith is one of our regulars.
Are they going to the footy?
Well, I don't know the answer to that, but Melina does say that football does reflect our society and it evolves over time. Our city is one of the most multicultural in Australia, and diversity is strength in any corporation. Thank you, Melina. And, of course, one of our other regulars, 317, we don't know their name, by the way, we just call them 317 because that's the last three digits of their phone number, actually wants to know... why is it that you support some causes, like, for example, cancer causes, and you've taken that a step further? Why wouldn't you do that with something like marriage equality?
Again, as I said earlier, in terms of charities, there's probably, you know, I'm pulling a number out of my head, there's probably 500, you know, 1,000 charities around Australia that do amazing work on particular causes that if you had the time, you would devote your resources to it. And from an AFL point of view, where we know we have a powerful voice in the community, people would like us to assist them, be it our players, be it the AFL. And the challenge for us has always been, how do we support them? And so as much as possible, we've let clubs do how they what they want to do. And from an AFL, the organisation, we have focused very much on three.
I see.
Youth homelessness in ladder, breast cancer support in terms of women and men's health, particularly depression with Beyond Blue. So I guess that's sort of the charity side and how you would try and support people working for sort of not organisations. In terms of, you know, the yes vote, what I would describe as your values, as said, racism, domestic violence, things that where the AFL has said, here is our position, that, you know, it's in no way appropriate for young men to be thinking that you can be wandering the street at night throwing a punch. One punch kills. And we've had many players come and step forward and try to educate younger men to say, you've just got to walk away. You have to pull back, because not only will you wreck someone else's life, you will wreck your own life and your family if you're the person throwing that punch. So I guess when you're talking about the values debate of things that we choose to stand up for, I'd put it in the really most basic, simple terms, is how would you hope to be treated is exactly how the AFL wish those sort of standards we should be talking about what we want to treat people. So that's probably not the greatest answer, but I'll divide the two things into those areas. Is one more the values of what you stand for, and then the second thing is, well, while we, it would be great to be able to support every single thing.
Of course you can't.
Every person. And so we've decided, okay, youth, which is a huge part of our game, and then trying to get a really broad-reaching thing for both women and men as sort of, you know, for the organisation in terms of what we try and support.
Great. Patrick, we've run out of time. We do thank you for coming on and talking about this. I think it was a great initiative by the AFL. The fact that some people didn't like it, so what? You know, some people don't like the sun shining either. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
No worries. Got a tip for today?
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers, yeah.
Probably a pretty easy tip in Melbourne.
I think it might be. Enjoy the game, and once again, thanks to you and thanks to the AFL. Have a good day, mate.
Thank you for your time, and thanks for having me on. Have a really good afternoon.
Pleasure.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.